Yeah, there are some. I did a bit of reading around the game after I decided I'd finished watching the clip. So there is a lot of fan theorising around. There's a lot of thinking about, you know, whether there's even more to it than is outlined in the clips, like whether Eve's basically a serial killer who offed both her foster mother and her real parents, and possibly even Hannah at the end.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because Hannah's parents die at one point.
Hannah's parents die in slightly odd circumstances. And yeah, I think there's also some discussion about how it's not Hannah most of the time and then Eve in the last couple. They actually swap in and out. I think one of them likes tea and the other one likes coffee, and you can therefore tell by what drink they order at the start of the sequence or something.
I was trying to piece it together by the clothes. I did notice one of them had a tattoo.
Yeah, she talks about getting that tattoo in one of her clips. That's definitely Eve at that point, but I think it's only in the last couple of clips that it's definitely Eve.
Yeah.
The one where she's in what appear to be sort of prison-y clothes, and one where she's, yes, in a sleeveless top, and the rest, every other clip other than those two, she's got her arm covered, so it could be either of them.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, yeah.
Yeah, did you see the bit where she talks about the knock code?
Yes, I do remember the knock code, and the dad thought there were rats because they were, Hannah and Eve would pass messages to each other by the knocking, yeah.
Predictably, yeah, the knock she does on the table, it's, people have looked up the knock code and decoded it, and it's by Hannah, apparently. B-Y-E Hannah. Well, apparently it's B-Y-D because she's slightly misknocks, but they're assuming it's meant to be by. But, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everything I've said since I started talking about searching is stuff other people noticed on the internet. I want to make that very clear. But, yeah, it is, again, perhaps going back to what we were saying about The Witch earlier, it is a complex and open-to-interpretation tale. So the idea that it could just be about Eve being a massive serial killer, or even it being one woman who's had a breakdown and is now making stuff up about her two personalities, or just making stuff up to justify killing people.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those are all very good fan theories, and I do like a story that has that degree of ambiguity and prompts people to think, to, you know, to think creatively. So you got the little chat window at the end where you get to kind of exit and you get the credits.
Yes, the one where she says, "Do you understand why your mother did what she did?"
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm assuming you, air quotes, are meant to be the child that Eve is pregnant with in the flashbacks.
Yeah, your character's called Sarah, the woman who's going through the video clips from the 90s, yeah, is Sarah, I believe, who's Eve's child, yeah.
Yeah, although it is also left ambiguous, A, who is messaging you, and B, what exactly they're referring to when you say why your mother did what she did, so...
Yeah.
Again, it could be that her mother went on a serial killing rampage, or it could just be that she killed one person, I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, that possibly this plays into that theory, because if you take the story being told in the videos at face value, Eve didn't kill anyone. Eve very carefully lays the murder on Hannah dressed as Eve.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess that could be one argument for it's all just one big excuse, or it's all something else. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's only interesting, yeah.